News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
In California, after days of emergency services fighting fires across LA, officials are now warning that the area should brace itself for strong incoming winds that risk further destruction. 24 people have already been killed, while tens of thousands have lost their homes and been evacuated. Colleen Shalby is an LA Times reporter and a native of Altadena in California, and she joins us now. Colleen, can you tell us the situation there at the moment, please?
Sure. Like you mentioned, we're now under a new advisory about winds coming this week. So people who have lost their homes, who are still under evacuation, could face, you know, more devastation to their communities. Thousands upon thousands of structures have burned, and that number is still climbing. We don't even have a clear count right now. And the latest death count says 24 people have died in these two major fires, one in Altadena, my hometown, the other in the Pacific Palisades in Malibu area, which is more than 30 miles away.
Okay, so huge levels of destruction, huge levels of evacuation. People, I presume, are extremely worried about these latest round of high winds that are expected to happen over the coming days.
Yes, I think that people are hoping that it's not going to be as bad as the winds that we saw previously in the week when they hit 80 miles per hour. But everybody is at ready. I think people are trying to remain vigilant and recognize that we could be facing another round of devastation here, that we are certainly not in the clear.
Okay. The emergency services, how are they responding to this? Are there more people, are there areas being evacuated, or just people on general, I suppose, high alert at the moment, Colleen?
So people right now are on high alert. In Altadena, for example, the evacuation order went back to a warning. So some people were able to return, but not everybody has been able to return. I think at the moment, everybody has just been told to be prepared. You know, if they return, they may have to leave again. In other areas, you know, further on the west side, there have been evacuation warnings in surrounding areas near Pacific Palisades. Those, you know, warnings died down. Now people are wondering if they're going to have to evacuate again. So basically, I would say the entire region is in this preparation mode where people are putting together their go bags in case they need to leave, and people who have left and evacuated, you know, aren't sure when exactly they'll be able to go back if they have a place to go back to.
Colleen, can you recall a time, obviously wildfires have occurred in California before, but when they were this bad or this level of destruction has taken place?
There have been some pretty horrific wildfires in California. A few years ago, there was a horrendous wildfire up in Northern California that destroyed the town of Paradise. That was something that I think might be one of, if not the worst wildfires in the history. But I have never personally encountered something of this magnitude. Certainly did not expect to be covering it in my hometown, since where I come from isn't a traditional mountain town. I think people have been in disbelief that it made it as far down from the mountain as it did. It certainly is something that I think everybody just thinks is unfathomable, and couldn't have imagined something like this happening, especially in two different communities on opposite sides of the county.
Sure. I know there has been some backlash there against local authorities, like the mayor, Karen Bass. Has that died down, or are people still angry with what's been happening?
I think people are trying to understand how these fires exploded in the way that they did. And honestly, right now, it feels like that there's a recipe for disaster and many different reasons that things played out the way that they did. I don't think that we know for sure exactly, you know, who there is to blame right now, or what to blame. We have a combination of high intense wind, dry, you know, nearing drought-like weather and conditions, limited resources. The combination of that and the fact that these fires took off in these two areas all at once, you know, I think left the area just in shock and devastated, and obviously with limited resources. Okay. And people are upset.
Colleen Shalby, LA Times reporter and native of Altadena in California. Thank you for joining us.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.